Hello, guys. It is I, the Media Nerd, back again with another Herd with the Nerd. This episode is all about sex, sexuality, and stuff like that. Basically, I'm going to hit a bunch of things that all relate back to the main thing of sex and sexuality. And the first thing I want to hit is something I just found out about. Something that I was just, well, at least I didn't just find out about it, but I was proven correct. A couple of years ago, so let me back up and give you guys some context. So a couple of years ago, I was listening to podcasts. I wonder why I became a podcaster. I really like podcasts, so I started my own podcast. By the way, a couple of years ago, listening to a podcast about some people talking about about the LGBT movement and stuff like that, and a person brought up that they predicted that the next thing after they push transgenderism, after the transgenderism fight is over in the left's eyes, was going to be pedophilia. And then just a little bit after that, I forgot what website it was. I think it was like BuzzFeed or somebody, let a pedophile out himself as a pedophile. He's like, look, I'm really attracted to my niece. And I'm like, so not only pedophilia, but incest. Okay. And they let him write an opinion piece. And then somebody else for the same paper wrote an opinion piece about how pedophilia is fine and all this stuff, and that this person hasn't actually done anything physically. They're just attracted. So what's it you to judge? And like, basically they're defending a pedophile. Like, again, like, this shit is like, go back to the early 2000s, because left-wing comedians and left-wings, you know, and all the left-wing, like, it shows you just how fast they have degenerated. Because just a couple of years ago, right, literally just, you know, about a decade or so ago, which sounds like a long time, but really in the grand scheme of things, it's not. Because, again, I'm just entering adulthood, and I remember the shit from when I was a kid, because I was on the internet at the time. Because I was on the internet when MySpace was big, to date myself. But fucking, I remember when left-wing comedians back then were making fun of the shit, saying, oh yeah, you know, what's next? We're going to defend pedophiles. Like, that was the thing. Like, we would never do this. No one on the left wing would ever think about defending a pedophile, cut to today, where it's actually been proven true. More and more papers, more and more legitimate papers, and news sources are actually writing articles, if you pay attention, that they are defending pedophiles. And so let me back up again. Let me provide some context for this. So before I lambast them for their attack on, for their defense, I mean, of pedophiles, whether they should be attacking them, but anyway, let's just give some context to the audience out there. So let's get your brain ready for all of this. So let's explain how fucked up the left is when it comes to sex and sexuality. Okay, so hypothetically, a father takes his 13-year-old son, who's, you know, 13, just, you know, right there, fucking starting to question himself. He's entering puberty. Girls no longer have cooties, that they're actually, ooh, you know, I might be interested in these things called girls and women. So father takes his 13-year-old son to a strip club. What do you think happens to that father socially? Oh, he's ruined. He's ruined. Oh, he'll be lambasted. The media will probably report on him and all this stuff, right? And everybody will judge. Everybody will fucking judge. right? He'll probably lose custody of the child and all this stuff, right? He will be punished to the highest degree for taking his son to a strip club to see some bare naked boobs on a woman. All right. All right. So there's that. Now, take that same father, same 13-year-old son. He takes his son to a gay pride event. What do you think happens to him socially? Oh, he's fine. He'll probably actually be celebrated. He'll probably be reported into the paper as a fucking social justice hero for introducing his son to the correct sexuality, to the correct things. See, even though at gay pride events, they are more sexually depraved than anything you'd ever see at a fucking strip club. Because at gay pride events, right there in front of children, you can see videos of this. You can see like 7-year-old children watching as an 80-year-old naked man is walking another 80-year-old naked man, but this time in a dog costume down the street. He gets to watch a bunch of fat lesbians with fucking rainbow hair and more than likely armpit hair dance around on a fucking float and sucking on all things that are penis shaped. Like, the things that you see at gay pride events is fucking extreme. But to the leftist Marxists out, to the leftist cultural Marxists out there, this is seen as okay and fine and actually better. Again, better for the health of the child to be seeing this and participating in this than going to a strip club, where, again, the worst thing he'll see is a woman's bare chest. And potentially, if the father has enough money, maybe a vagina. Ooh. Ooh, he might... Yeah, the son, if he goes to a strip club, might turn out to be straight. But again, that gets you to think about the goal, isn't it? So if the entirety of the left-wing media, if the entirety of the left-wing thought sphere believes that taking young children to gay pride events is better than taking them to strip clubs, again, it gets to the question of, well, it just makes too much sense that all this wraps up to the fact that they really do have a hate boner for anyone who's heterosexual. Anyone who's heterosexual is the fucking demonized enemy of the left. And so you can see this. They don't want your 13-year-old son to end up straight. They want him to end up either gay, trans, or anything else but straight is better in their eyes. Which is fucking hilarious. Which is fucking hilarious. Because the only reason why these gay pride events get to happen, the only reason why gays get to even exist, is because they're riding off the coattails of straights. Because guess what, gays? I want anyone who wants to defend this bullcrap, anyone who wants to defend gay pride events, I just want to ask the honest question that you've gotten from plenty of Christians. Now you've gotten plenty, but it doesn't mean, just because you get this question over and over again, doesn't mean it's not true. How many babies have been born to two? I don't want to use this word, but I fucking have to because of how the world is right now. Cisgendered. God, I want to kill myself. Two cisgendered gay men. Right? How many children have been born to that? Not that any of the gay men have went out and had straight sex with women. No. No. How many times has a gay man ejaculated into the ass of another gay man or the mouth or whatever, any hole of another gay man, and that resulted in a pregnancy and childbirth? And again, excluding trans. Excluding a woman, you know, excluding women becoming men and all that shit. Again, two gay men. Yeah, not fucking once, right? Now let's go, let's cut to the lesbians. How many times? Yeah, none. The only reason why they get to exist is because they get to ride off the coattails of straights. That's what I mean by that, is that the only reason why they get to exist and the only reason why every generation there's a crop of these fucking people is because they're riding off the coattails of straight people who are having sex normally the way evolution and biology intended, and thus are creating babies to continue the species into the next generation. If the species was left entirely up to just gay men or gay women, fucking the species would be gone in a fucking generation or two. Because, again, no childbirth. They would not be able to give birth to more children. So, to the left-wingers out there who are constantly wondering why straight sexuality and heterosexuality and all that stuff is considered normal and the default, that's why. What do we consider normal and the default sexuality for the human species? Oh yeah, the one the human species was designed for. The sex and sexuality that we share in common with every fucking biological organism on the planet. Right? Because name me one fucking species where two of the same exact sex can procreate. And I don't mean an asexuality does not count, right? A species that can just become pregnant because it fucking says so doesn't fucking count. It has to be a biological species, and by the Latin root word for two, that's what biology means, by the way. So, this whole thing where, but you can see this. You can see how we are being changed. The millennial generation is pushing hard on this sexualized thing to the point where if you're a normal, rational thinking person like me and you're paying attention every fucking day you wake up, it is a fucking nightmare to get on Twitter. It is a fucking nightmare because you are constantly being reminded just how fucking gross and depraved people are. And they want a fucking, and they literally want fucking trophies and awards and certificates because of how fucking brave they are for being sexually depraved. Right? Fucking, you know, they literally want medals of, they want the president to pin medals of honor on their fucking chest just because they told their parents one time that they were, that they're really into sucking horse dick, which is another thing. By the way, the mainstream media and stuff like this, if you're paying attention, yeah, they're also pushing that it's okay. So let me just go down the list of sexualities that I can prove to you. If you think I'm lying, fucking contact me on Twitter. I will provide you the links that will show you that the mainstream media and the mainstream left, now led by those in my generation called the millennials, here's the sexualities that they're cool with. Of course, we all know, we know the alphabet soup of the LGBT community and AAIP and all that stuff, right? And whatever other acronyms they add up to it, but all of that stuff. So they're all cool with all those sexualities. Add on top of that, like I said, they're cool with pedophilia. Add on top of that they're cool with incest. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Fucking Vox Media that some across the pond have told me has channels on like Sky News and stuff like that or whatever. They are they did news stories about how you shouldn't judge those who want to, two consenting adults who want to enter a incestuous relationship. And yeah, in that you shouldn't judge them. I mean, yeah, they You know, I mean, yeah, they could have a messed up baby and all that stuff, and all the reasons that we've used for ever for why incest is wrong. And we judge those that do it. They say, well, you shouldn't judge two consenting adults, yada, yada, yada. And that if they don't want to have children, there's, of course, abortion, which is always bad because on that debate, I'm pro-life, but let's not get into that. Let's just continue on this, the sexual depravity of the left. There's always abortion to them. There's, of course, contraception and yada, and all that stuff. There's plenty of ways to avoid a pregnancy. So you take pregnancy off the, even if you take pregnancy off the map, that's fine. It still doesn't mean incest should be cool. It shouldn't mean we shouldn't judge those who commit incest, because so you're telling me that by just saying you shouldn't judge, you're going to get rid of that heebie-jeebie feeling that you get when you hear somebody's in an incestuous relationship? Because again, it's not the whole baby thing that makes us feel that way. It's the fact that it's just gross and wrong to hear someone go, you know what I want to do? This sister I've grown up with in this house, I want to fuck the shit out of her. Like, what? Right? There's a reason why we have that heebie-jeebie feeling. It's just wrong, right? There's just something wrong there. So, yeah. So, pedophilia, LGBT, the alphabet soup, sexualities, the left is cool with, as well as the mainstream media defending them, because basically anything the left wing wants, the mainstream will give them and defend them on. So the mainstream media is like a shield for any of these more extreme ideas the left has. Because a lot of these same protesters that protest that, oh, no, pedophilia should be fine and incest should be fine. They get jobs at these fucking mainstream newspapers, and then they start writing hit pieces against those against them. How dare you be against two consenting adults who want to fuck the shit out of each other? Like, I mean, I get that. But it just happens that those two consenting adults are blood related and grew up in the same house. It's just wrong. Right? It's also kind of sad, too. So it's like, really? Really? Your dating options were that fucking small that you had to resort to dating your own fucking sister? Like, really? Really? Like, really? You do realize there's more guys born than women? Let me back up. There's more girls born than guys on average. Right, go to any hospital where they have a clipboard put up of how many babies were born that day, and you'll usually see the number of girls born to the number of boys. The number of girls will be higher than the number of boys. So as a guy, especially, you shouldn't have any fucking excuse for like why you can't find another girl. It's like, really? There's a literal fucking sea of girls. Look at the fucking statistics. You can find one. You don't have to resort to your own sister. And if you can't find one in your local radius, maybe move. Right? Cars are a thing. You know, cars are a thing. You can use those to go further than you can walk. And if you got to go further than that, fucking planes. I mean, fucking boats. Whatever you fucking need, go somewhere else and find a chick and bring her back. You shouldn't have to resort to your own fucking sister. That's fucking gross. But it's not gross. Stop saying it's gross. And how dare you judge? And you're a fucking misogynist and you're a fucking sexist pig. And oh, yeah, the word soup that the left will use against me the moment anyone on the left hears this podcast. Oh, I can't wait to get the Twitter word soup thrown at me. But, so that's just that. But let's go even further beyond incest. Okay, so we've hit everything that they can consider consenting. Somehow, some way, the left twists its own logic and says that pedophilia is okay because somehow, some way, the child can consent to it. Again, I'm not a left winger, clearly, so I cannot properly describe their own logic because of how fucked up it is, right? Basically, for me to try to describe the hurdles they jump over to make it seem, to make a pedophilic relationship seem okay and acceptable and defendable, is something I can't clear the first hurdle. So don't come to me to explain to you how this is possible, right? What you should do is you should read some of these articles and then sit back shocked that this is a thing in America. But, yeah. So they jump these hurdles to make it seem okay for pedophilic relationships to be happening, and that somehow the child can consent. And all of this thing. And all of these things, right? But, it's, like I said, it's fucking nasty. So, but at least we're dealing with at least the left was dealing with human beings. Right? The left would never, before bestiality, would they? Oh, you're wrong. Oh, you're wrong. You are so wrong. Because, yes, let me just destroy your world right now by telling you, yes, the mainstream media, Vox Media, all these, like, the leftiest of left papers, oh, they've come out, and they've defended bestiality. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was televised news interviews with people. I remember watching this news interview with a man who was like, I'm in a loving, consenting relationship with a horse. Yeah. Yep. This is the world we live in, people. This is the world we live in. You want to get a certification of bravery? You want the left-wing media to praise you? Go on their sets and tell them how your horse wife is so loving. Like, oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yep. This is the world we live in, people. Like, wow. Fucking wow. Because I don't know if I've said this before or not, but I'm a bisexual myself, so I'm a bit of a sexual deviant, and I'm cool with it. Because here's my thing. My sexual deviancy, at least those my friends judge me on, I get confused whenever my friends judge me on my sexual deviancy. Because, hey, guys, any of you guys who judge me in real life, have you, like, you should listen to this podcast. Did you listen to what I just said? Oh, yeah. Because trust me, you think I'm a fucking sexual deviant. But everything that I look at, everything that I find attractive, guess what? Is a ton better than someone legitimately admitting that they have had legitimate sex with a horse. Someone who admitted that they have not yet, so you can't send them to prison yet, but they are thinking of having sex with their 6-year-old niece. And round of applause for his bravery. Give him a medal of honor. Oh my God, this man is so brave for outing himself. He's, oh my God, yes, oh, woo! And how brave is he to hold himself back from actually fucking the shit out of his niece? to mention that pedophile who outed himself on that paper and wrote all these pieces and defending himself was allowed to babysit his niece by himself. How is this not going to backfire? Literally, every time that niece is left alone with this man, that is a loaded gun right there, waiting to go off. And like I said, and gay pride events, I mean, again, just watch a news, just watch any of these left-wing news pieces celebrating gay pride events when they happen. Like, gay pride events just happen. So you can go on YouTube and just look up gay pride events from 2018. And look at what they do. And every time, when you look at these actual news, news reports, pay close attention to whenever they have to blur something out. And keep in mind that these events that they have to blur shit out because there's lesbian tits just flopping, there's fat lesbian tits just flopping around, there's naked dicks flopping around, there's guys wearing assless chaps, there's guys in horse costumes, there's guys in dog costumes, all sorts of stuff, right? And in order to get it past the censors, they have to blur it. Now, keep in mind that these parades, there are children present, and nobody gives a shit. But again, I've had arguments with my friends who have said, who have told me, Kenan, why the fuck would you let your kid watch porn or show your kid porn? I'm like, this shit here is right. This shit right here is why. I'm like, okay. I don't have any children, by the way, but I've had these intellectual arguments with my friends where they don't pay attention to the real world, so they don't get it. They don't get it from my perspective, where it's like, you fucks, this is bullshit. So showing my 13-year-old son straight porn, not hardcore shit, just a man and a woman making love, making passionate love. Showing my 13-year-old son that is somehow worse than taking him to a gay pride event where he sees a fucking 60-year-old man on all fours in a dog costume with his dick out being walked by another potentially older man who is also completely fucking naked. And like I said, that kid is going to see tits anyway because those lesbian left-wingers think that, well, if those men can be topless, I should be topless too. So they'll have their fucking tits flapping about. So no matter where you take him, he's going to see tits. But somehow seeing fat, blue-haired lesbian tits is better for his overall mental health than showing him a straight, potentially a 9 or a 10 woman, you know, tits. Like, you show a 13-year-old boy pornography, or you take him to a strip club, you're a horrible father, you're mentally abusing your son, and you're just ruining him. You know, you should not be allowed to be a parent. You take that same father takes their 13-year-old son to a gay pride event, you are the best fucking father on the planet, you'll get awards, you'll be celebrated, the news will, like I said, will report on you as a local fucking hero. So, but I get it. My friends don't know of this shadow war that is going on for the mental health of America. They don't see it. Therefore, it's not a problem for them. I mean, I get it. So to my friends, they live in the old world. My friends still live in the old world where, like, none of this shit is happening. They live in the old world where the worst thing that could happen to a child's mental health is being showed pornography. Straight pornography. Again, just a man and woman making love. That's the most horrible thing because they're living back. Because, you know, my friends, they think that the world has not moved since, I guess, the fucking 60s, 50s. They have not clearly been paying attention to what the left wing is doing, which is, oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. The left is legitimately pushing that pedophilia be considered normal and acceptable. Bestiality considered normal and acceptable, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, every sexuality under the fucking sun that is not the traditional heterosexuality must be considered normal. And because what they want to do is the left wants to flip the fucking table. They want to flip the table entirely, right? They want all of these sexual deviant sexualities to be considered normal. And the so-called normal sexuality of heterosexuality, you know, consenting man and a consenting woman who come from two different families and join together in holy matrimony of a marriage. Yeah, they want that to be considered sexually deviant. They want that to be considered questionable. Like, so you're telling me, because I guarantee that even when I have my children or my grandchildren, at some point, my children are going to be made fun of in school, or my grandchildren are going to be made fun of in school for being straight. I mean, it's already fucking happening. It's already fucking happening. If anyone's been paying attention, for years there are videos on YouTube now of these fucking, you know, fat, blue-haired fucking feminists yelling at men saying, you fucking straight, heterosexual, cisgender fucking male, fuck you! Like, literally, there was that child, in a young man's body. Literally yelling, and I quote, you're a fucking white male. Basically saying you don't know what it's like to be oppressed and et cetera, et cetera. Basically, there's a lot of shit packed into those couple of words. And shit you would only understand if you've been paying attention to the dictionary of the left. Like I have, where it's like, okay, no, I've been paying attention to what you guys have been doing. So I know what your code words are. When you say someone is a fucking white male, that means, like, sit down, shut up, you have no idea what you're fucking talking about. Because to be a cisgendered heterosexual white male ally to the left means that you sit down, shut up, and you use your privilege, quote unquote, that you somehow have, to help push basically anything and everything the left wants without question. So if you are like me, white, cisgendered, heterosexual, I know I said I'm bisexual, but again, 80% of the time to 90% of the time, I want a woman. So there's really no difference. I'm basically on an average night. There is no difference between me and any other heterosexual man because I'm looking at the same chick and I want to fuck the shit out of her. But either way, heterosexual man, all this stuff, sit down, shut up. And if I question, because this whole podcast and my Twitter account is more than enough proof that I question. So because I question, I am a misogynist, I'm a sexist, I'm a homophobe, I'm a racist, basically, again, any and every fucking title they can slam at me, they'll slam at me. And this is why it bounces off to me. This is why all those words bounce off me like bullets on Superman. Because again, as I said before, I think I have, that Since we don't agree on the definition of these words, they don't work on me. No. I know I'm not a racist. Because racism, sexism, misogyny, all these things that they'll cast at you, keep in mind, these are things that are in your heart, not your head. You could say anything you want, and it does not make you a racist. Hell, you can say, vote, and do whatever you want. Because racism is in the heart, not the head. Racism, sexism, misogyny, homophobia, all these things are in the heart, not the head. Because I do not believe in my heart and soul that women are inferior to men. By definition, I'm not a sexist. By definition, I'm not a misogynist. Because misogyny is the hatred of women, you know, basically for no reason, right? Misogyny is basically to women what racism is to basically any race at all. It's just basically bigotry without an excuse. It's like, well, why do you hate women? I just do. That would make you misogynist. Right? But so these things exist, like I said, these things exist. And again, it just pisses me off that people don't understand what they say. They'll throw this fucking word soup at you, and none of it makes fucking sense. Like, our most recent example, the whole Guild Wars 2 thing that happened. I don't know if you know about this, but basically there was a female developer that got fired from Guild Wars 2, ArenaNet, the developer. ArenaNet fired one of its staff, one of its lead writers for the fucking... Basically, it was like the quest line that you do out in the open world. It's like, it's not a part of the official quest, like story quest line for any characters or any expansion, but it's like the seasonal stuff they do for the open world. So she was a lead writer for that. And on Twitter, a man who was being ultra fucking polite, like I could not. I was amazed. I was fucking shocked, to put it lightly, that someone on Twitter was this fucking polite. Like, this man was so polite that if you were to play him in a fucking movie or something like that, you would have to put him in a tuxedo and he'd be someone's butler. This guy was ultra fucking polite. I would not be surprised to find out if this man was also British and had a British accent. Because fucking ultra polite to this woman. He was using all the right words to say, you know, please, and you like, again. So imagine someone replying to this woman who, by the way, was doing this on Twitter publicly, because Twitter is a public platform. It's not like Facebook where you need to lock it down. So that excuse that another developer had from ArenaNet by saying, well, she was saying this on her private Twitter account. Twitter's not private, by the way. I use Twitter because it's public. Because unless you protect your tweets, unless you basically protect your tweets and ban everybody and all this stuff, you don't have a private Twitter account. Because Twitter, by default, you have to turn Twitter into a private Twitter if you want to do that. But by default, all your tweets can be seen by the entire fucking world. And that's kind of why I like Twitter. Is that anybody who is not following me on Twitter, anybody who, you know, whatever, can find my tweets. I get notifications on my phone all the fucking time. The only reason why you're not hearing my phone blast off is because I have my recording program that I used to record this podcast with automatically turn my phone into silent. So you don't hear my phone constantly going, you know, fucking nuts with all the replies I get on Twitter because of people, of course, you know, getting their panties in a twist because I've said something wrong, apparently. And by the way, on Twitter, if you guys ever do look me up on Twitter, at EVGAGeek, that is, I will spell it out, at EVGAGeek, EEK. Follow me on Twitter if you want, or find me on Twitter, whatever, I don't care. But every single tweet that I've ever tweeted and every single thing that I've retweeted is something I legitimately believe in. Never once on Twitter, and it might shock anyone who reads my tweets. This will shock you to the very core. Never once on Twitter have I ever lied, have I ever did anything just for a laugh. Every single thing I've ever said on Twitter, I believe in. To the point where the Twitter account I'm using, I did delete some tweets. I did delete some tweets. When I first got it back, because I lost access to this Twitter account for years. So the last time I used this Twitter account, I was a left-wing liberal. So when I got re-access to this account, I deleted all my tweets. Because I no longer believed in them. Because I want to stand firm that everything I say on Twitter, I legitimately believe in. So that nobody can come at me. So that when people come at me with screenshots or whatever, of like, oh, I can't believe you said this on Twitter. I go, and I can look at them legitimately, honestly, and go, what's the problem here? Because I legitimately believe in that. To the point where you might as well be coming up to me going, I can't believe you said gravity exists. Like, and I'll look at you like you're the one who's fucking nuts. Because I'll be like, well, I don't know why you're coming to me. Because I'm not going to agree with you that I said something wrong. Because I believe in what I said. I can't believe you retweeted this man. Yeah, well, that tweet that he tweeted out, I completely agree with. So I retweeted it. So I can have it saved in my profile. So I can go back and look at it whenever I want and go, ha, yeah, I agree with that. But Twitter is a public platform. So this woman, by the way, her name's, I think it was Jessica Valenti or something like that. She replied to she put out this tweet about how hard it is or whatever, yada, yada, yada. Some difficulties writing for an MMO. So a man, again, being ultra polite, replied back to her, gave her some honest feedback and all this stuff. And then she replied back, And then she replied back to him by saying, oh, you know, the difficulties of being a female game dev, having men tell you what, tell, like, having men who don't have your same job and yada, 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 tell you how to do your job and, like, and all this shit. It's like, okay. Immediately when I saw that, I wanted to put in that gif of from the first Anchorman movie. It was like, wow, that escalated quickly. Because really, it fucking did. Because it's like, okay. So if someone comes at you with the most polite response in the history of the fucking planet, and you proceed to tear his fucking face off. Like, wow. Damn. But again, if you believe the mainstream left-wing journalists out there defending this fucking bitch, then you would believe that she's completely in the right and that she was attacked and this, and that misogyny was afoot, and all the word soup is going to come out. So yeah. And the only reason why I bring, like I said, the only reason I bring Jessica Valenti up is because it just goes to show that the left-wing journalists will defend anybody and everybody. And I'm not wrong, you know, when I say that shit's going downhill, right? Because, oh my God, like, again, getting back to the whole sexuality thing. Like, I'm now living out in the days where if we don't start fighting back and fighting back hard, again, it'll, in what we consider normal and decent today will be completely eroded to non-existence. Right? Pedophilia is going to be looked at as fine and acceptable. At least in the blue states. So anybody who's currently in a red state, watch the fuck out, because these people want to turn all the red states into blue states. They fucking tried. They legitimately tried recently turning Texas into a blue state. And they thought they were going to win. They thought they were finally going to turn Texas into a blue state. But then on the actual voting day, you know, when all the old people actually get up and go to the voting booths, because, you know, they're used to the old way of doing things and not by doing it by mail and shit. They got up and voted Republican, as they always do. And it stayed a red state. Which, again, thank God for that, because damn. Because imagine if, because again, because now knowing this shit, for those who have listened this far, now knowing everything I've told you, do you really, like, do you really want the entirety of the country to be blue? Do you really want another Democrat in, you know, presidential office, knowing that racial relations were better before Obama got into office? Yeah, when that evil fucking white man George Bush was in office, racial relations were a lot better. But Obama and the Democrats made damn sure to whip up racial relations because race baiting is a fucking fantastic strategy for the left. Because guess what? Whenever a race baiter gets on TV or whatever, like Obama and stuff like that, who do they always blame? Oh yeah, those racist white Republicans. It couldn't be that they're saying that because they want you to vote Democrat. And now, funny enough, those same black people are now walking away, hashtag walk away. Thank God for that hashtag. I'm hoping it remains successful. But either way, there's a hashtag going around on Twitter, hashtag walk away, which mainly what it stands for is for, out and out Democrats to post publicly, that they are walking away from the Democrat Party. And wouldn't you know it, the left-wing media, who is a shill for the DNC, you know, the Democrat Party as a whole has the mainstream media by the balls. Wouldn't you know it? Right as Walk Away is getting ultra popular on Twitter, it turns out, if you believe the mainstream left-wing media, that every single one of those tweets from Walk Away, not a single one is from a legitimate Democrat. That they are all Russian bots, and this is an inside job by the Kremlin. As it always is. Right? As it always is. The Hillary Clinton email scandal, that was Russia. Right? Basically, everything that's gone wrong with Trump, Russia. Walk away, Russia. Huh. Isn't it funny? Every single thing that happens that paints, that, like, every single thing that happens that either casts the Democrats in a negative light or gets them to lose something is an inside job by the Kremlin. Huh. Huh. It's basically, they're saying that the Democrats are so perfect, so rose-petaled fucking perfect of a political party that no American would dare attack them. No real American would dare do anything, right? It couldn't be that actual Democrats are pissed off at the Democrat Party. No. Because an actual Democrat would never leave the Democrat Party. Like, does the mainstream media even, like, listen to themselves? Sometimes they're like, really? They don't put the pattern together? Where they're like, okay, literally every single time something bad's gone wrong, we've blamed Russia. Literally every time. Again, you look out in the world, I look out in the world, and I see women putting up fake rape threats to get back at their boyfriends for various reasons. I see all these things. I see the mainstream media crying Kremlin at every fucking turn they fucking can. I'm seeing I'm seeing people saying sexual harassment and claiming misogyny whenever they fucking can. And I look out and I say, so this is what happens to an entire generation when their parents don't teach them the lessons inside the boy who cried wolf. Because I'm like, because again, anyone who understands the basic life lesson of that book, okay, now cast your eyes out there at the world today, especially left-wingers, and you'll see every single one of them is the main character in The Boy Who Cried Wolf. And I'm just waiting for the ending of that book where the boy gets eaten by the fucking wolf. Because it's going to happen. And to a lot of those people who have cried wolf, it has happened to them. Right? It has happened to them. And it's going to start getting harder and harder. There are governments around the world who are proposing a massive fine to anyone who falsely accuses somebody of rape. And I'm all for it. There should be a punishment of some type for someone who uses the very hard accusation of rape against someone falsely. But again, you can't do that because you'd be hashtag blaming the victim. What victim? At some point, these women fully admit that they made it all up, but she's still a victim. Somehow, some way, again, twisted logic makes it seem that a false rape accuser is somehow the actual victim in all this. And so, you gotta hashtag listen and believe to all women about anything and everything that happens to them. Even if they are flat out full on lying to your fucking face, you still gotta listen and believe. And again, it's not possible. Like, and again, I get it. Because if we all just listen and believe to all women about anything that happens to them, they can't lie, because the only way someone lies is if you catch them in a lie. If you listen and believe women and think that every single thing that they've ever said in their entire lives is fucking true, then they've never once lied in their entire lives. And I get it. It's a lot easier of a life to live if the entirety of society believes that you physically cannot lie at all. That you're such a perfect being. You're such a perfect creature. You can't lie. Lying is not a concept you know how to do. But we all know it's bullshit. We all know that women know how to lie. Hell, they lie. Hell, they're taught it at a very early age. Because for some reason, every single parent teaches their daughters that crying will get them their own way. Right? I mean, look at it. Parents are very harsh on their sons when they cry. Right? But little girls, they're taught, no. Even if you're 45 years old, you know, in the middle of a fucking store, just break down and cry and openly tear weep. And you'll get your way. 45 fucking years old, start breaking down and crying like you're fucking 5. And you'll get your way. Like, to all those people who think that that's normal, to all those people who think that it's normal and not actually fucking annoying, for adult women to break down and start crying. All right. Every single time you see a woman getting really emotional, right, and openly crying, imagine that was a man. Would you be okay with it? No. Then why the fuck are you okay with it with an adult woman? Because guess what? That same woman, guarantee she has a job. Guarantee she works like anybody else. So if she can have a job like anybody else, if she can get paid like anybody else, then she should be an adult like anybody else. You know, you should look at her and say, like, this is why, again, for me, it's just like, no. I mean, I get it if women are emotional, but there is that line. For women, I admit that it's a little extended because of femininity and things we expect out of women. But for me, my line is a little bit further back than most men. Most men are willing to put up with a lot more than I'm willing to put up with. Because it's like, okay, I get it, right? If a woman's being very emotional and stuff like that, and she's not being annoying about it, then I'm cool with it, you know? But the moment I'm in a fucking store, surrounded by people, and she starts breaking down crying because I've told her no about something, I'm like, okay, now suddenly I'm dating a child and now I feel like a pedophile. What the fuck? Well, I'm an adult, but I'm a woman and I can cry. No, that's what your parents taught you because they're fucking retarded. No. And your dad didn't have the balls to tell his little fucking girl, his little princess, no. Something I won't have a problem with, by the way. Because it's like, well, it will all change when you actually have one. Yeah, no. Still a human being. Right? And I'm not one of those men that are going to be tricked into it, like, oh, but she's my little princess. Yeah, she is. But the moment she gets a little annoying, because again, my whole thing is, I fully admit, time goes on. That little princess of yours will grow up. Have to accept this. You, like, when a woman tells you, I'm pregnant, you have to accept whatever comes out of that will grow up. So, you have to give it the best, it's the parent's job to give that child the best shot at life. So, for a little daughter, I'm like, okay, at some point, I'm hoping that you're fucking straight, number one. Number two, hoping that you get married. So I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to raise you to be a woman that every man would fawn over, okay? First of all, teach that little girl, I would say no to a lot of cookies for that little girl. Teach her first and foremost how to go, but I'm hungry. You're not starving. Trust me, I know you're not. The human body can go fucking weeks without food. As long as I give you basic access to water, you literally won't die. Shut up. You're not hungry. The reason I'll do that is because trust me, when you're older and you're older and suddenly boys are now cute and you're surrounded by the attention of those cute boys, you're going to be thanking me later. Because I'm a man. Unlike your mom, I know what men want. You know? Because guess what? Here's the thing, women. Listen to the sound of my voice. You may think you know what men are thinking, but you don't. You don't have the brain of a man. So, again, for any daughters out there, if you want actual advice on how to get the attention of a man, don't go to your mom. Don't go to your dad. As awkward as it might be, he actually has the brain of a fucking guy. And if your dad has the same personality that I do, he'll fucking tell you straight. Especially if you're 17, 18, I'm like, okay, you're at the right age. Okay, let me tell you what men want. Okay. You follow my basic how-to guide, and you will be able to land any man you want outside of the gay ones. The moment you see another man eyeing another man, give up. You're not going anywhere. But Follow my basic how-to guide and you will land any straight man you want. You wanna marry a rich man? Fucking follow my basic how-to guide and you can. You can be his little sugar baby and you will be rich as fuck. Because he'll buy you all the gifts. Because the amount of money a man has in his checkbook does, like, the amount of money a man has in his bank account does not change. All it means, all the more money a man makes, it means the more money he's willing to spend to get pussy. All you gotta do is you gotta make your pussy on the market value that much more expensive, right? There's a reason why you don't get these fucking crack whores who suddenly get married by, like, you know, wealthy NBA stars. That doesn't happen. Because the sexual market value of those pussies are very low at getting crack whores. You gotta take your pussy and you gotta make it worth millions of dollars. So that's why I'm saying don't fucking eat and basically have a salad. Right? Because you want your body, your figure. Because since we live in a society where businesses don't do business with you, if you just walk in naked, you got to wear clothing. So you got to make your body attractive while clothed. So do all these things. Follow my basic how-to guide, and boom. You can land any rich man you want. And then that will be when my daughter turns to me and goes, "Well, since you know all of this, why didn't you marry, say, a rich woman?" Because this is why you come to me for advice on male sexuality. Because male sexuality and female sexuality are two entirely different things. What turns you on may not turn me on, for example. Because, you know, women can get off by reading a fucking textbook. Men, we need hardcore video pornography. And sometimes that's not even enough. Sometimes you need to blow your fucking load on a fucking super expensive sex robot. Because the male sexuality is more visual, right? Whereas female sexuality is up here in the brain. It's all to do with emotions, right? You can get a woman, like, if you are really good at charisma, if you're really good at charisma, have a sultry voice and all this stuff, you can get a woman to orgasm just by talking to her. That doesn't work with men, right? That's not how our physiology and our sexuality works. You can get a woman to fucking blast by just talking to her, just by talking to her, giving her visual signifiers and all these things to get her to close her eyes and think about this scene you're painting for her. And if it's hot enough, she'll be like, "Ooh, it's getting hot in here." Men, not the same way. Men can be told the same story and just sit there blank eyed going, "Okay." You know? In order to get that story to work for a man, you're gonna have to get an attractive porn actress, an attractive porn actor, to actually fucking play the scene out in front of the guy to go, "Oh, I get what you're getting at." I mean, there's a reason why porn exists at all is because men's sexuality is more visual than it is emotional. Like women. At least generally. Of course, we, like I just said at the top of this podcast, there are those sexual deviants out there that are fucking different. And they're proud of being different. And how dare you judge them for being different? Again, these people want to live in a world akin to that of a fucking kindergartner where you're not allowed to judge and all this stuff. Like, no, this is the adult world. I'm allowed to fucking judge. Oh, I am allowed to judge. I have the constitutional right of the free of the First Amendment to judge the shit out of you. Now I know the First Amendment doesn't specifically state, freedom of judgment or whatever, but it does give me freedom of speech, and part of freedom of speech is freedom of thought. And freedom of thought means I'm allowed to think in my head and say whatever I want and say, no, that's fucking sexually deviant. And also a freedom of religion, which goes into it, so it means I get to have my religious thoughts to say, no, that's against God's commandments. That's wrong. But either way, yeah. Left is fucking gross and wrong, and what else is fucking new, at least for those who've been paying attention? And if you haven't been paying attention, then I'll pay attention for you. And this is where I say that this episode is getting close to its end point. Thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of Herd with the Nerd. If you want to keep up with me when I'm not recording podcasts, follow me on Twitter at EVGAGeek. And that's it. That's all, folks. See you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.